Hey guys, how's it going? Hey Butch, how's it going?
Hey, I'm here.
I'm good. Just a reminder for all you listeners, you can find our website. It's TopekaSportsPodcast.com. And then our different platforms there, Apple, Google, Spotify are some of the main ones. iHeartRadio, a few others are listed also. So we have some special guests, Malin and Lori Hirschberger. How's it going, guys?
Good.
Excited to have you here. We'll be talking about some of your career, playing careers here in a bit. Butch is going to talk about what's been happening since we've been able to get softball going here.
Yeah, we're playing softball in Topekaville. Yay us. Yep. So yeah, last weekend we had the Huffnagel Memorial. That got moved from June 6th, I think, something like that,
yeah,
to the 27th of June. So we had 26 teams, I believe, in the B through D division, if I ever get it said right. Street Kids won it. Ellie Road Reel from Ohio got second, and then Blackies got third.
You said 26. That was 26 total with B through E. E was separate, right?
Yeah. We had 15 in the E division. Blackhawks won that. Outcasts got second. Those are both local teams. And then Flip City out of Michigan got third. So, and then this weekend, it's the most important tournament of the year to any little shrimp that started playing in Topeka. It's the most important 4th of July tournament. As of this recording, the schedule came out last night, so everybody can go to the website and get your starting time if you don't have it already. We've got 18 teams in the men's division and then 8 in the 18U. So we're ready to go. Hopefully the weather cooperates.
All right, so you got anything else with anything in the past that's been going on? We finally got league going. It's been hot this week. Malin, have you been out other than Saturday? You don't play league this year.
Might play with John Lambright every once in a while, but I did not commit to a league team this year.
No. Okay. Pretty busy at work.
Busy at work, busy at home, have a home addition, remodel. So,
yep, yeah,
got a lot of stuff going on.
Exciting.
Lots of goats.
Lots of goats.
Cool.
Goats. Lots of chores.
How many goats do you guys have?
6.
Oh, cool.
Any other animals? I know you have some livestock, cattle, right?
We have 6 cows, 6 goats, 2 horses, 2 donkeys, 3 cats, 2 dogs, 4 chickens.
Cats in the house or outside?
That's funny.
Cats in the house.
Okay.
That's funny. All right, cool. So let's get started on just talking about you guys, softball life. So, Lori, you work at the hospital in LaGrange, or do you also work in Fort Wayne sometimes?
Both.
Yeah?
Mostly up here in LaGrange.
Okay, so that's kind of nice because you're a couple minutes outside of town,
mm-hmm,
right? Yeah. How about you, Maze? Where do you work at?
Working in Grand Design. Have for the last 2 years.
And that's up by north of Middlebury, right?
That is in Bristol.
Do you probably get up before I do, right?
I get up about 3:45, yes.
Dude, I hit another gear at 3:45, so never get the urge to call me in the morning
on your way to work.
If I ever get a flat tire, I know who I'm calling.
Oh, man, I have no idea who you're going to call after that. But, all right, cool. So, both softball players, right?
Yep.
All right, Lori.
I'm semi-retired.
You played, you met on the softball field, right? Where'd you guys meet at?
Yes, we did. Met at Winchester in 2015.
In a marathon tournament.
Yeah. Yep.
Cool. Sounds good. Lori, did you play in high school?
I did.
Where at? What high school?
Snyder in Fort Wayne.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, mm-hmm. Cool. College ball?
Yep, 4 years at IPFW.
Huh? Yeah, cool. Sounds good. Malin, when did you start playing ball?
Well, I started playing ball. I was probably 5 years old.
Yeah, really.
But I started playing league in Topeka when I was 15, which was 20 years ago, and that makes me feel really old.
You're 35. Dude, yep. You could play 35 and over. Yeah, all right, 35 and over, people.
Somebody asked me if I wanted to play 35 and over, and I told them, I can't do it. And I'm like, oh, crap, I can play 35 and over.
That's very competitive softball.
I've heard. I've never been able to play it, but I've heard.
A couple of weeks ago, Terry Patzel had a 50 and 55 and over tournament in Topeka. It is amazing how fit some 55-year-old, actually 60, 61-year-old dudes are. Jeez. I played a doubleheader last night, and I'll be sore tomorrow. About 2 days later, my rib cage hurts and everything else hurts, but it's fun. Still fun. All right, so at age, what'd you say? 15, you started playing. So what was the team name?
Ooh, I think the first team that I ever played for would have been Shipshape Pizza, I believe. But back then, the league was, there was two different leagues. There was an Amish league and there was the men's league. And we played in the Amish league.
Oh, really?
Which the Amish league, if you played the early games, you had to provide umpires for the late games. And whoever played the late games had to umpire the early games. Yeah. So
that cut down on cost, but probably more importantly, there were less people complaining about judgment calls because
they knew next week was my turn.
Yeah. And it reminded them of how hard it is to get that call right. You know, that's a big deal.
Yep.
So I'm trying to, so you said 20 years ago, so.
No, it was 2000.
2000, we still had an Amish leg. I wonder when we stopped.
I want to say you stopped that in 2002.
So it's kind of funny that you bring that up. In 2002, I got a different computer, and I didn't save all the stuff that I had on my computer from 01 and before. But as I upgrade from new computer after new computer now, the data always gets saved and brought over, or whatever you call it. And so I have records from 2002. It's kind of fun to go back and look and see. The 1 year, 2002 or three, we had 38 teams in the men's league.
That was probably the first, maybe second year that it was all the men's league, that the Amish league didn't.
I remember.
The first year that it was all one league, we were, I believe, in the upper league, and we were with Crystal Valley Catering, and we went 0-28.
Didn't win a single game. Are you
serious? Win a single game the whole year.
You guys had some ballers by a few years after that. 06, we started Team Synergy, and we ran into you guys. You guys were players. Squirt had an older brother on the team, right?
Yeah, Joe. Squirt's older brother, Joe, was on the team. He was probably as athletic as Squirt. He was a baller.
And then your cousin Cleet played third, right?
Cletus played third. Yep.
He would play even with the bag when everybody had an ultra in their hands, and he was catching everything.
Not scared.
Not scared. Wasn't scared at all.
Nope.
Oh, wow. 0-28, huh? That's funny.
Malin, that makes me want to ask you, what, first year that you were a competitive tournament team, even at maybe like an E or a D level, did you start kind of right away, or once you turned 16, do you know?
No, I didn't start traveling when I was 16. I drank mostly when I was 16 and got into a lot of trouble. And then at 18, I discovered that softball's more fun than community service. So we kind of geared Saturdays towards softball instead of community service.
Okay. So you would have been 21 or ish till you like 06. You're talking about, Butch is talking about.
Yes.
You said Crystal Valley 20, Catering.
Yeah, 2021. That's when softball really took over, when we discovered that there's better softball and really good competition outside of Topeka.
that's when we really try, you know, we geared toward travel.
Do you have any idea which one of your current or former teammates you played ball with the longest?
I thought about that for a while, and I'm pretty sure that would be Jeremy Hosteller.
Erms. Oh, yeah.
I am pretty sure that's Erms.
How many years?
We started in 2013. We were on the same league team, you know, the whole season. We were on the same travel team and league team. Before that, I got picked up by Street Kids when Erms was playing with Street Kids. I got picked up by them to go play Nationals and a couple other tournaments. I was playing with Synergy at the time, but got picked up. And even before that, I was picked up by when they were Lumberjacks. I was picked up by them, which Erms was also coach of that team. I was picked up by them for a couple tournaments as well. So,
what year did you and I play on Synergy? Was that 2012?
I would say that is 2012, yes.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds right.
So, yeah, that's about the year or two after I remember anything happening in Topeka. I guess I played Church League there in 08, I believe, but I don't remember much until...
Were you like five?
No, I'm a little older than you might think, but I think in 08 I was 16, so, you know, until I really started remembering teams was probably 2010 or 11, and I'm thinking, I do remember you guys putting that Synergy team together in 12. Was there a Challenger, did you play for Challenger Door the year before?
Yep, okay. I played with Challenger Door the year before.
Teddy was on that team?
Yes, Teddy was on that team.
I remember those blue jerseys. That stuck in my mind.
That was one of the first sub-dye, like the full sub-dye uniforms that were in Topeka. That was one of the first ones, and those were super expensive. Especially Teddy's.
Go ahead, Butch. You got probably something else you were going to ask.
So, how many years did you play ball with Kevin Esch?
Three or four?
He played on that
three or
team
four.
In 2011, right?
Yes, he played on that team in 2011. Yeah, we played...
Rocky.
We played 3 or 4 years that we played on the same team. And then Kevin, like me, got picked up by Street Kids to go here and there. He was on Street Kids roster one whole summer. But, yeah, he was also kind of picked up here and there, wherever needed.
Yeah, cool. So, talking about the 4th of July tournament that's coming up, which years did you win the tournament?
We won it in 2014 as Cedar Creek and then 2016 as Riverstone. The Riverstone team was actually quite a few of the same players as the Cedar Creek team. It was just a couple years later.
Did you run both teams?
Helped. Jeremy and Junior both helped coach those two teams.
And Junior Bontrager.
Junior Bontrager, yes.
Gotcha. Yeah, cool.
Yep.
So winning it twice is kind of cool. What would you say was the most memorable 4th of July moment you ever had? Hopefully it's in the 2 years that you want it, because sometimes a memorable moment is one that you'd rather forget, right?
It is at times, but in all honesty, probably the most memorable one is actually in 2012 when we were Synergy.
Oh, yeah.
In 2012, it was about 108 degrees on the 4th of July, and we lost like our second game when we rattled off 8 in a row. And about 110 degrees, and
I remember that
we were done,
dude. We were done. We got third that year.
And we probably shouldn't have made top 10.
Yeah, I'll never forget the one game. So we were playing the team from Argus. What was their team name? The team name was North Central Ag.
Yes, it was. So
we were getting blasted. We were within a few runs of getting run ruled in 3 and then in 4. And then we
turned it around and almost dimed them in 5.
Unreal. The left fielder made a diving catch to keep us from going up 10 in the bottom of the 5th. That was nuts. Wow. That was cool. Okay, let's talk a little bit about some of your
the ones that you won? Was it, did you guys like run through the 4th of July tournament in 2014 and then again in 16, or did you lose a game here? And
no, both years we were undefeated, but I wouldn't say we really just ran through it. 2014 especially, we had quite a few close games. There was a lot of good teams, and we kind of had a really good year that year and kind of had a bullseye on our back. Everybody was aiming for that one.
Did you see 14?
That would have been actually 2013. I said that wrong. 2013 was the one we won. 2013 and 2016.
Oh, okay. So you won it in 2013. So the year after you and I were on the same team.
Yes, because Squirt would have pitched that first year.
Okay.
I don't think he did the second year. He was... Yeah.
That gets a little confusing because I know Bruce was Cedar Creek too, yeah. Right? Yeah. I'm trying to remember too when you guys put that. Kind of had a different team, but you had a new. I mean, the same sponsor, but a new team.
Yeah. 2013 was the first year we put the Cedar Creek team together because that was the year that we won.
GSL. Okay.
What? Uh-uh. That was 2014. That was 2014.
I was going to say.
That's got to be 14. It's got to be 2014.
So that 2013 was...
Was Bruce.
When Hirsch and all of them play. Okay. Yep.
So let's talk a little bit about that. What did you do in GSL?
We won GSL C-State that year. Actually, it was U-Trip GSL combined. We won C-State that year in Indy, and then we went to Columbus, Ohio. And there again, we were almost in jeopardy of being dimed. Saturday night, and I remember Harley made a diving play at short, kept us in the game. We scored 9 runs, and Harley came up with a 400-foot bomb to win the game.
Are you serious?
Bats were protested. Yeah.
You were cheaters.
It was a debacle. And
wow. Yeah, cool.
Bat came back, said it was good. Other team was upset, but...
I'm so tired, or I was so tired of being accused. The Topeka teams are shaving and rolling and boiling and whatever else. I got tired of hearing that. And I wasn't even playing much at that time. So
we told the tournament director that Saturday nights, that Sunday mornings, we would bring cardboard boxes. Everybody's bat's going to be tested, and we're going to not use anything unless it's tested. We don't want to hear it. Sundays, nobody got within 12. We just run through everybody Sundays.
Were the bats tested?
Every bat was tested.
Serious?
Yep, every bat was
Sweet.
Tested.
Sweet. That's awesome.
And the closest game we had was 12.
Oh, wow. Cool.
So, Malin, I asked you when we weren't recording here, the... Home run. How many home run derbies have you won? Just that one July 4th?
No.
Probably like 90 of them.
I haven't won 90 of them, but I've won a couple of them. The most memorable home run derby that I ever won was in South Bend. The first round I was 9-for-10, and then the second round I was 9-for-10 again. I don't know how I managed that, but that was the most memorable one, and that was for a grand cash. So
that was... Was that their Summer Bash tournament?
Yes.
Part of the World
Umpires Cup? Tournament or something like that, call it.
I remember they used to have that. Did you ever win the Berto?
Won the not the, the home run derby in the Berto, no.
Okay.
But we've won the Berto tournament before.
Okay. We were talking about it. Was that 2013? I'm trying to remember date years there, but the one. Do you remember which one it was, July 4th, that you won when we had it?
2011, 12, 13, somewhere
there.
Yeah,
I agree.
I forget exactly which year it was, but it was in there somewhere.
Yeah, there was a guy that came from PA. He hit like 9-for-10 on that one year and kind of crushed everybody. But,
yep.
Butch, did you have anything else with the July 4th tournaments, or Malin, did you? So,
nope.
2015 you said you guys met? So that was right in your top playing years.
Yep.
I missed the good years.
Oh, they were still some, but that team was fun to watch.
So, and you were in 2015, you played with Cedar Creek, right? Who did you play with in 15?
all the Amish boys that ended up getting married. The next year.
Was Smokey on that team?
No, he was not. Nope, Smokey never played for Cedar Creek.
Oh, okay.
His brother Nathan did.
Nathan did,
but Smokey never did. Okay. Smokey, I think the last year he played would have been the year before we were Synergy. I think was his last year, which would have been Challenger Door. I think that was his last year.
Who's Smokey?
That would be my first cousin. His name is actually Leonard Miller, but
there's a whole bunch of those boys, right? I mean, there's Wayne and Marvin, or is that not
the same family? Yep, it's the same family. Okay. There's four of them.
Marvin's a fireman at
Valparaiso.
Yeah. Yep. Used to be in town, and then he got a job in Valpo. So he
married a nice young lady from Valpo. And I believe she works at the hospital as well, if I'm not mistaken. I believe she might be a paramedic. I'm not 100% sure on that.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Just had twins.
So, okay.
Yeah, they just had twins.
Wow. So, Lori, we were talking a little bit to you earlier about playing college ball, and then you said we didn't ask you, but I was asking you when we, again, weren't recording. You said you started playing right after that and played women's and co-ed quite a bit. There was women's state yet back then? I mean, longer ago, do you remember?
There might have been. I mostly played just leagues and for fun, didn't get on any of those teams till just a few years before I met Malin, actually. And then I just agreed to play. I didn't even know where we were going, what it was for. I wasn't into all the bats. I used people's bats and didn't know how serious it was until...
It's cheaper that way if you just bring a glove and let them carry the bats.
Yeah.
Malin, you were going to say something there, I think.
It gets expensive if you want the latest and greatest, but you got to have it.
Yeah, I agree. So, again, you were on a women's team in Winchester. Is that correct? Mm-hmm. Is that what you were saying?
Yep.
Actually, cool. We were on the same co-ed team in Winchester, weren't we?
Yeah, I think that year was when they first started up co-ed.
Clutch Kids or something like that, maybe?
Yeah, it was Clutch Kids.
Well, I wasn't ever on that team. Well, I was, but not that year.
No, it wasn't that year. She wasn't, The year we met, she wasn't on the co-ed team, but she was on the women's team.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Like, what was the women's team name?
We were Veterans Lawn.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then some of the Veterans Lawn girls played with the Clutch Kids on co-ed as well.
Yeah.
Okay. So you met, what year did you guys get married then?
2017.
So now you're farming, or have a farm, I should say.
Yeah, we have a funny farm.
Okay. Got a petting zoo.
Yep. Got a petting zoo.
Might be my next career.
So Malin, you're not playing again as much other than you're playing with Blackies, is that correct?
Yep.
In tournaments, how many years is this your, what
this
year?
This is the third year I'm playing with Blackies for tournament ball.
Okay. And are you enjoying it?
I absolutely enjoy it. The guys are all older and there's no drama. That's the beauty of it. Some of the younger teams have too many issues, too many drama. Too many egos, too many people not getting along. One thing I can honestly say about Blackies is we don't have that problem. We might not win every tournament, but we compete and we play at a high level. I've always said if I can't compete and play at a high level, I'm just going to walk away from it. And this gives me the opportunity to do that. I absolutely enjoy it.
So far, what's been the most memorable tournament that you've won with Blackies? You guys played in the Midwest Conference. You won something there, didn't you?
We won the Midwest Conference last year in South Bend. That's gotta be right up there with it. Probably the best tournament that we played was in Minnesota, ASA Nationals last fall. We played really well. We got beat out by a team that ended up winning it. They beat us twice. Still kind of stings a little, but it is what it is. But that was one of the better tournaments that we've played.
Something I've been thinking about, this might be make you think a little, but so you've played enough years that you've had a bad year or a bad run of something. Is there a memory or something that made you want to work harder, like, or was it just seeing the opportunity to play up and always work harder at getting better?
I'm gonna say 2002 going 0-28 in league, getting my butt whooped every week, told me to either step up, get better, or just walk away, and I can't just walk away. I have to prove that I can do this. So that if more people had that mentality, you would have more people playing up.
Yeah.
If you get beat, go home, practice, get better, come back next week better.
Yeah.
You have to have that mentality.
So you're kind of known as a home run hitter. Was that kind of a thing all along, or did you grow into that or kind of work into that, I should say?
Well, when I was between the ages of 10 and 15, my dad would bring me to Topeka on Tuesday at the livestock auction, and we'd go over and play ball until Butch kicked us out there because he wanted to prep the Diamonds for league.
Oh, my goodness.
And really? I was 13 years old when I hit the first home run out of the Are Topeka park.
Are you serious? 13.
Yep.
And I'm like 20-something and still hardly hit them out, or get lucky when I do, I should say.
And for those of you that don't know, when Judd plays, even in league, we let him hit from second base.
It's a secret known only to the people that run the league. Well, we should maybe start wrapping this up. Is there some other memories that you guys want to share? Go ahead, Butch, you've got some.
I have one.
For those of you that don't know, when Malin and I were teammates in 2012, he told me that his one foot is leg is longer than the other. Is that right?
Yep.
So
to this day, it still is.
Is it really? So your right leg is a little bit longer than your left, right?
Half inch longer than my left leg.
So if you just would start running and you just ran, you would eventually just end up in a circle, right? Maybe we should try this sometime. We could have done that during this whole COVID outbreak. When we had all that free time. When you just had like 7 weeks of nothing.
Yeah, really.
Troublemakers.
So we could have had you start in Topekaville and you just start walking and running or whatever, and you'd have been going through maybe Cleveland and Detroit along the river, Chicago and back. We thought we were walking in a straight line, and poor Malin with a, what is it, half inch longer leg?
Half inch longer.
Isn't that something? Craziest thing ever. See, this is why you need to listen to this podcast, because you find useless information that just makes your life so much better. All right. So, okay, I think that wraps it up with you guys. Thanks for coming in. It's awesome.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks a lot.
All right, so we do have a special guest, and I forgot to mention that earlier, but I wasn't going to introduce him earlier. So, Butch, you're going to talk to your son, Brady, here a little bit. Is that right?
Yep. How you doing, buddy?
Good.
Are you excited about being on a podcast?
Yeah.
Because it is a big time operation. So, yes, I have my son, Brady, here with me. What grade are you going into, bud?
Freshman year.
All right. What's your favorite sport?
Basketball.
Do you play other sports too?
No.
Well, you played baseball until this year, right?
Yeah.
And then what were you planning on doing this spring?
Basketball.
No, you were going to run track, remember?
Oh yeah.
You were going to run track. Yeah. And then the COVID stuff hit and no sports and no fun and no nothing. So do you, you obviously miss school, right?
No, not at all.
What are you doing these days?
Basketball.
Working out? Got a couple people you're working out with?
Yeah.
Yeah, cool.
So, Butch, every time I talk to you, it seems like you're taking Brady somewhere to work out or do, like, basketball or, like...
Pretty much.
Are you on a travel team or something, Brady?
No, I'm not doing AAU this year.
Oh, okay. So just working out, basically, just working on the game.
Where he had Osgood Schlatter's really bad, like really, really bad. So we decided to not do that and just work on strength training and actually toning, not really strength gaining. But
so that word, I can't repeat it because I don't. Yeah, don't know how to. But anyway, that's
Osgood Schlatter's.
That's something with your knees, correct?
Yep, it's the little bump below your knee that when you're growing, it hurts like crazy.
Yeah, I think a lot of people probably deal with it and a lot of people probably don't know what it even is.
It's, yeah. So he sometimes he's doing ice, and then it's rest, and then he's got straps that he uses to help ease the pain, and then he sometimes rolling up some pre-wrap works, and it's just a whole bunch of different things we're trying, but mostly nothing really works, right?
It just sort of goes away sometimes.
But sometimes it comes back hard. So, yeah, basketball is your favorite sport. What high school do you go to?
Westview High School.
Yeah. So freshman year. All right. So the girls, they probably look a little nicer than they used to in the past.
Yeah.
That's funny. All right. Do you have a girlfriend?
No.
Good for you. Do you have a phone?
Yeah.
Does your wife, or does my wife, your mom, monitor your phone?
Sort of.
Do you like that?
No.
Yeah, you know what? One day you'll look back and be like, oh, this is why she cared.
I don't think so.
All right.
So we're going to wrap it up here, Butch.
Yep.
Is that all?
We're wrapping it up.
So a little funny story I'm going to say yet about Brady is that this whole podcast thing, he was kind of giving you crap about that, right, Butch? He said, you guys will never have anyone listening to you. Is that right, Brady? Is that what you said? So we'll see. We'll see. But we got to get him on here. Maybe you'll be the one to make us the most popular.
Probably.
All right, everyone, thanks for listening, and give us, I know some of you already have, but give us tips and what you would like to hear, and even people that you might want us to talk with. So, all right, thanks. We'll see you later.
See you guys.